What separates Lincoln from a thousand forgotten politicians? Why does genius emerge from poverty while privilege produces mediocrity? Wallace D. Waddell spent years wrestling with these questions before discovering a truth that would transform his own life and influence generations of seekers, from Napoleon Hill to the creators of The Secret. His answer challenges everything we assume about success. Greatness isn't inherited, earned through struggle, or reserved for the lucky few. It's already within you, waiting to be awakened. Every person carries what Waddell calls omniscience flowing into man, an unlimited reservoir of intelligence and creative power. You're not a separate entity struggling against the world, but a channel through which universal intelligence expresses itself. Lincoln, despite minimal formal education, consistently perceived truth when brilliant minds saw confusion. His greatness wasn't superior reasoning, but spiritual insight, accessing wisdom beyond personal experience. Einstein credited intuitive flashes, not logic, for his breakthroughs. Most people live like footballs, kicked about by circumstances, blaming the economy, genetics, or bad luck. The awakened person operates from an internal wellspring that shapes circumstances rather than being shaped by them. This shift represents what Waddell calls the real conversion, passing from death to life. Consider Helen Keller overcoming insurmountable disabilities, or Mozart composing masterpieces as a child. The same creative force maintaining the universe resides within you, manifesting as heightened intuition, clearer perception, and unshakable purpose. No external force permanently blocks your greatness, not heredity, circumstances, or brain structure. Inherited tendencies toward melancholy or anxiety are merely thought habits, not immutable barriers. Neuroscience confirms this. Mental focus reshapes neural pathways. Taxi drivers' brains enlarge in navigation regions. Musicians develop expanded motor cortices. Your brain doesn't make you, you make your brain. External circumstances prove equally powerless. Martin Luther sang for bread before transforming Christianity. Oprah overcame poverty and abuse to become a media titan. Steve Jobs built Apple from a garage. When you move forward with purpose, circumstances arrange themselves through reality's natural response to focused intention. The real barriers are internal. Anxiety floods your body with stress hormones that inhibit rational thinking. Financial worry yields to principles of value creation. Health problems respond to proper nutrition, rest, exercise, and positive mental attitude. Pride, vanity, envy, and selfish ambition disconnect you from divine mind, creating resistance to growth. These aren't sins requiring punishment, they're interference patterns blocking your natural greatness. Waddell offers a transformative perspective. The world is perfect, though incomplete. A half-built structure looks chaotic but follows an intelligent plan. Even exploitative labor practices represent the savage stage of industrial development, temporary phases in humanity's evolution, not permanent conditions. This mindset creates an advancing and expanding mind rather than a descending and decreasing mind. Civilization isn't a sinking ship, it's a magnificent vessel we're learning to steer. This isn't naive optimism, it's strategic realism. Viewing the world as fundamentally broken produces desperate patchwork fixes. Seeing it as perfect but incomplete enables constructive progress. The same applies to people. There are no bad individuals, only those temporarily off track. Everything incomplete may appear flawed, but is actually perfect for its developmental stage. This understanding eliminates judgment, freeing mental energy wasted on criticism. You begin working as those who are among the angels, seeing potential rather than problems, possibility rather than limitation. As thinking centers in original substance, your thoughts possess creative power. A thought held firmly becomes a thought form that eventually materializes physically. Just as architects envision buildings before construction, you must craft your desired reality through what Waddell calls idealization. form a conception of yourself in perfect health and prosperity. A musician should envision performing masterfully before appreciative audiences. The central idea you hold about yourself acts like a magnetic force, attracting corresponding circumstances. Change this idea, and everything changes. Your habitual thought, not occasional affirmations, determines your destiny. No amount of prayer helps if you habitually regard yourself as limited. You must repeat the thought of your own power until it becomes your only way of thinking. Greatness comes only through thinking great thoughts. We develop mentally not by what we think about what we read, not just by reading itself. All outward action expresses inward thinking. External behaviors merely reflect internal dialogue. Wattles contrasts two views of greatness. The common view equates it with dominion over others, from savage chieftains to corporate titans. Jesus presents the opposite. He that will be great among you, let him serve. Lincoln exemplifies true greatness through service. Napoleon, though brilliant, lacked it due to cold selfishness. Yet Wattles warns against complete self-sacrifice, which can be as misguided as selfishness. True service means developing yourself fully so universal intelligence may live through you to your utmost potential. Like a pianist whose music cannot flow through untrained hands, the Spirit seeks to do great things with you once you prepare yourself. Begin serving where you are, doing small things in a great way. Lincoln was as great as a backwoods lawyer as when president. He did common things in a great way, which made him president. Start at home with perfect poise and kindness. Infuse even mundane tasks with excellence, whether writing a letter, preparing a meal, or having a conversation. You cannot immediately do great things, but you can begin doing small things in a great way, gradually building a reputation for excellence and wisdom. Wattles prescribes specific daily practices. Spend 20 to 30 minutes in complete physical relaxation, systematically affirming perfect functioning of all systems and freedom from fear, worry, and anger. Then move through 5 key affirmations: adopting the right viewpoint, making full consecration to your highest self, identifying with universal consciousness, holding detailed mental pictures of your ideal self, and fully accepting the power to become what you envision. Beyond formal exercises, maintain proper mental states throughout the day. Hurry and anxiety manifest fear that disconnects you from universal mind. The calm, centered mind is strong. The hurried, scattered mind is weak. Form the habit of thinking of yourself as a being of limitless power until it becomes your default self-perception. When these principles are fully applied, results transform every aspect of life. Knowledge comes by inspiration. Material wealth flows naturally as enhanced capabilities create value. Great works and opportunities actively seek you out. Wattles himself demonstrated this, enduring nearly a decade of hardship after losing his position at a Methodist church for heresy. Yet he maintained unwavering faith, deliberately holding a mental picture of himself as a successful writer, a personality of power, an advancing man. His final 3 years brought significant financial success and restored health. Your limitations aren't fixed realities, but temporary thought patterns. Your circumstances aren't permanent barriers, but raw materials for transformation. The same intelligence that guides galaxies flows through you, waiting for conscious recognition. Start where you are. Do small things in a great way. Think thoughts of power until they become your only way of thinking.